We are on Daf, Ayin Aleph, Amid Aleph. Tanya, a little after the third of the Yomid, or a quarter of the Yomid. Tanya, Amar, Rabbi Yossi, Boye Re'ei, Smiyes, Einayim, Shalmalvei Beribis. Look how blind they are, those who are Malvei Beribis. Adam Kaire Lechavere Roshe. We find if a person, if Lubin will call Shimon Roshe, Yaireid Imay Lechayav. So then Shimon is Yaireid Imay Lechayav. We'll see if you show them exactly what this means. But Shimon does not take this lightly. And is Yaireid Imay Lechayav for doing such a thing, for calling him a Roshe. Vehei mevien, and the Malvei Beribis mevien Eidim, the Lavlo, they bring Eidim in a Sefer, the Kulmes, Udyoi, the Kaisman, the Kaisman, Pliny Zekofar, the Lekei Israel. That is the Shtar, this is, the Shtar is Meyit, Anastamazai Roshe, is Kofar, the Lekei Israel. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Yoyret imoy lechayov, rogel lehiskoitet imoy. That means the person who was insulted, who was called a roshe, so he will be miskoitet with him, he'll argue with him. Ki ilu hi ko, ki ilu bo lehorgoy. That means calling him a Roshe is not taken lightly, and the one who was called a Roshe feels like he hit him or he wants to kill him, and therefore he will not take it lightly, and he'll argue with him, he'll be miskaited with him for doing such an avle, for calling him a Roshe. That's one pshat. Vani shamati, Narashi says, I heard a different pshat. So according to the first pshat, we're just saying facts of life. This is the normal hergish of a person who, when is he's insulted and called a roshe, he doesn't swallow this. He views this ke'ilu, he wants to kill him, or he hit him and he wants to kill him. Banishamati, I heard this is not we're saying what the hergish of a person is. No, it's telling us halachas. Rashoi leire lesoich umnosoi shal chaveiroi. Yoireit imay lechayiv is telling us a halacha that he's permitted to be mechaser his parnosa. Rashoi leired lesoich umnosei shal chaveiroi lemayit mizaynoisav shal chaveiroi. So normally the translation is of yoired lesoich umnosei shal chaveiroi means that let's say if Reuven has a store, so Shimon will open up a store right next to him and he's taking away from his panose. So v'ani shamati, I heard that Fakerti, he has a right, he's entitled to do this. Yoyret imay lechayv, he's allowed to be megareya his parnose for doing such a thing. That's what I heard of Shah. V'koshe be'enai she'yatiru chachomim li'yisrael li'hinokim v'ligmel ro. How could you say that this is Pshat? That Chazal were matter to take Nekome and to be Goymol Ro, it's very difficult. Void Amrinim B'Ksubis, the Gemara in Ksubis also mentions this lotion of Yoyred Imei Lechayev. It says by a child, Achteim Asrei Shone, till Kozman is 12, before he becomes a Godol, Miskalgol, Odom, Imbunoi. At Reitzich Metem, he can't use too much force, he's a cotton. Mikan ve'elach, when he becomes a god, over the Yeredim Eilechayah. Now, if you say Yeredim Eilechayah means he takes away his panosa, my Yerlesech umnosa ike, holy Yasra, Eilekoifa, Eileteira come out. I mean, the Gemara means he can punish him, to force him to learn better. He's a godel now, but if it means Yered Lesech umnosa, what? How could we translate it there? Rashi Grading Ksubi says, L'radoisai beretzue u'b'chois alechem. So you can go and it is also an inyan abachina of Yered Imoi l'chayot. Now, Rashi in Kedushin does bring down such a pshat, which Rashi asks on over here. Kloima lezu ein bezdin niskokin. Bezdin will not do such a thing. Bezdin will not mix in to do something to the person who called him a roshe. Avol hu mutar lesanoisai. He's allowed to hate him. Va'af lemayit parnososai. And to take away his parnosa. V'leireid lumnosai. And to... That's what Rashi said over here. Rashi did not agree with this. Rashi in Kedushin says this pshat, Leired lo umnosoi, lesanoisoi. Here Rashi is, I allowed to take in the comment. I thought, I don't know if this is Emes, maybe Korob Lemes. This Amoridike Ramban in Chumash and Parsha Shmois, in Rashi would also seem something like the Ramban. Moshe Rabbeinu said on Klal Yisrael, "Vehein lo yaminu li." They won't believe me. From the Ramban it would seem that what Moshe Rabbeinu said, that they won't believe me, so Rabbeinu said so that we have to send ISIS. So you'll have to show them, prove to them that you're a shliach of the Rabbeinu Shalom. It would seem from the Ramban that if Moshe Rabbeinu would not have said that, they wouldn't need ISIS. Moshe Rabbeinu would come, and Mamina b'nei Mamina. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Vein lo yaminu li." You said something. The Chofetz Chaim in an old says, the dibur of Moshe v'hein lo yaminu li hit terrible repercussions. That's why there was a koyrach that was not mamin b'nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says. And Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have said this. There never would have been such a thing. But he said, v'hein lo yaminu li. So we see a person can say something and it has effect. She said they're not maminim. They'll become not maminim. You're saying something about the ruchnius of Yidin. They're not maminim, that made that they should become not maminim. If a person calls someone a roshe, it could be that it's not samazai, he's insulting him. He calls him a roshe, that's a kri Hashem, it has a hashpa on him. That will be poigim is ruchnius. You call him a roshe, some a mele. It will be meiled in him, koiches of rishis. And perhaps with this we can understand the shita. As she asks, how can you take in the comment? The chinuch says that. The inyan of nekama is, the isser of nekama is that if someone, Reuben, did something bad to Shimon, so he should realize it's not Reuben, aveinoisav, the aveinus, wagayrim, that he should have this tsar, this agmas nefesh, his memele, So why are you taking the comma from him? You should look at the true source of what was Mesavev the Tzoret. I once saw Murda Gavot and Rabaran. Rabaran said that this lumdus of the chinuch is only applicable by Gashmias. That means that Reuven did bear to Shimon, it's not Shah Reuven did bear to Shimon. Mina Shemayim, it was nigzer that Shimon should have this tzar, this agmas nefesh. So Mamela, so it's not Reuven. So the Torah asked it to take the come. You should look at the source of the tzar. But he says if Reuven was machti Shimon, and he was, and therefore Shimon had a yerid in ruchnius, he says that's not min hashamayim. Min hashamayim, there's no such thing that Shimon should be nechsar in ruchnius. He should be nivkam in ruchnius. This Reuven did. That's why he says, there's a murdik echayma by a meisis, leisachmel. There's a murdik echayma by a meisis, because he take, godol machti, yaisim ehoge, he did something that was not bashel. Some shadow was bashel. He did, he was machti him, he did something. And therefore there's a din by a meisis, leisachmel. So it could be the whole iser nekome, the whole iser nekome, which was said, it's only if he didn't, he wasn't poigim in Yeruchnius. But if he was poigim in Yeruchnius, it could be a kri Hashem, just okay, fine. The Moshe Rabbeinu said, heim lo yaminu li. Zomer the Koloshin of Rashi and Chumash, Rashi says, when Moshe Rabbeinu will tell them he was nenash, They'll believe him because they know whoever is nizdavik lahora li Yisrael is nenash. Nash because Abimelech and Paroi. Shema Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu is put in the same category with Paroi and Abimelech. They know whoever is nizdavik lahora lem the punish of his manish. So it seems from this Rashi that Moshe Rabbeinu was Meriah Lehem. He did bad to them. And he was Nenash because of this. So could be that's why it's not applicable, the Isser Nekome. This is by calling someone a Roshe, Take has a Roshim, and creates a Pagam and Ruchnius. And therefore, this one is permitted. You took away from my ruchniyistik echiyus. So maybe there's a heter to take away from your gashmiyistik echiyus. Yered imay lechayav. There's a merdeke teisvus over here. Adam kaira lechaveirai rosha yered imay lechayav. So teisvus says, kosov b'tshuvus ha-goinim b'shem rav tzodik goin. Yoyred imoy lechayav rashoy lisroif shlish tevuosoy. Not only from Rashi we see yoyred lemnosoy, it's a psagrome that he opens up a business next door to him. Because of that, he'll be mamaitis parnose. Ratzodik goin said he's allowed to burn shlish tevuosoy. V'teima godol minayin loize. How did he know this? It's very interesting. Zetshuvah Sarivosh and Shimon Shinai and Dalit, they want to say pshat where the Goyim got it from. Amr. So he says, could be the Mekoyer, as we hear the Gemara, Daf Nuntesam at Beis, that when they put Abelezer HaGodol and Cherem, so the Gemara says, Af Godol Hoya Ba'isei Hayoim, those are Meiridike Midas Hadin, Komokim Shanosam Be'Rabbeloza Einov Miyad Nisraf. Ba'isei Hayoim Loka Ha'ilam Shlish Bechitim, Shlish Bezeisim. V'ulai Pirshu, so the Rivosh wants to say Pshat in the Goinim, Shabbalazar loinosan einav elo bishlisha tvua kom mokim shenosan by einav nisraf, and he was mazik shlish betvua, ki bibnei shebirchu, they put him in cherem, heirotsu loimer, so they're saying, they're putting him in cherem, that he's a roshe, umibnei ze sorav shlish tvua osam, you call me a roshe? ולוקה האוילום לאו דווקא, אלא איסם שהסכימו בברכוסי. He wants to say, could be that is the Makur. So Mamela, so we have a Makur that the Yochel Israel Shlish Tvuosai. Agamore, my Sarah, Abelezer HaGodol. Now, another thing I'd like to try to explain. The Gemara says that a person who's Malva Baribis is Kofar Balakei Israel. Now, this is also it seems it's not a poshet aveir, it's not a dwasi, it's a rosha, kofar belekei Yisrael. Where's the kofar belekei Yisrael? So the Inyan Yaakov wants to say that the Gemara says that a malim ayim in atztoki is like an oived avaydezore. Mele, we mentioned a Ramban that the Inyan of the Isser of Lakichas Ribis is when Yishlo wanted a person to do a chesed sholem, a tviya to do chesed. So this is similar to a person who's malamayim in atzdoke kaived avaydezore, so that's called kofa abalekei Yisrael. My chavrusa, Rabbi Yehuda Cantor wanted to say that the Rabbeinu Elokei Yisrael means the Rabbeinu Shalom is miyachat shmoi and klal Yisrael, Elokei Yisrael. Perhaps we heard in Parshas Vayera the pasuk says ki yedativ, there's a chibur. Lemana sheyitaves bono b'shamru derech Hashem lasos tzedaka u'mishpat. The yedativ is because the dairis of Klal Yisrael have this mesoire derech Hashem lasos tzedaka u'mishpat. And could be ribis is the hepech of tzedaka and mishpat. First of all, it's not a noifen of tzedakah. We mentioned the Ramban. Second of all, we mentioned in the beginning of the Perek, Machnafrayim brings down other Rishonim hold that Ribbis is a Gezel Dikedin, and even though he's masking to give it, but really it's a Balkochach Dikedinesine, so it's Minyone Gezel. The Morba Bakama speaks about Yish Vishini Rishus. By Ribbis, so Kaponim, if the Vyodativ is Lamana Sheyitzaves Bono Vishamru Derech Hashem Lasis Toke Mishpot, that is the whole Yodativ, that's the whole Elokei Yisrael. So a person who takes Ribbis, that's the Hepech of that. It's the Hepech of Toke Mishpot, and therefore it's Kofa Elokei Yisrael. Then Eliyahu wants to say that there's two anhoges in the Briya. There's anhoge tivis and there's anhoge nisiyis. And after Yitzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael was zeiche to anhoge nisiyis. That's Adonaychi Hashem Aleikecho Asher Etzisicho Meyeretz Mitzrayim. The Rayas from the Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim was a Yitzia through Nisim, not of Piderech HaTeva. So he says that Piderech HaTeva, the person's panos of Piderech HaTeva, so then to lend money beribis is a very profitable business, even a very profitable even getting panosah. But since it's Anochi Hashem Aleikecha, the Rabbeinu Shalom is Mashgiach, and us, and we have Anhoge Nisis, so Memele, with Zeche to Parnos Afilu, one does not lend with Ribbis. So Memele, he says, that's the Kofar Balekei Yisrael. He seems to show through his actions that he has to do this in order to get Parnosah. So by him it seems that the panos is only a piderech hateva, that the kofar balekei Yisrael. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tanya Rab Shimon ben Elozar Oima. Kol mi sheyesh lei mois, a person who has money, umalva oisam shalei beribis, and he doesn't lend the money beribis, olav akosav oimam, kaspoi lei nosan beneshech, v'sheichat al noki lei lokach, oisei eile lei yimait lo ilo. Olamato, some emele, there's a haftochet, there's avtochen that a person who's kaspoy leinosan b'neshech is leimait leilam. That means his nechosim will not be mismited. Olamato, shekol hamalve beribis, a person who lends money beribis, nechosim mismited him. Then the nechosim ayom mismitem, he loses his nechosim. Frag the Gemara, so you're telling me a person who doesn't lend beribis is nechasav mismaited him? Is it layim et laylam? Or does not lend beribis is layim et laylam? Vekachazin and the laymais fi beribis, people do not lend money beribis, become mismaited him, and they lose their money. Ama Rabbi Lozer halolu mismaited him va'oile. That means, yeah, that's sure, they can lose the money, but it's not a dovo nitzri. It's only a temporary, he smited this. They'll jump back, they'll get back their panosa. Bahalolo, but those who lend money, beribis, mismited in, vain on island. They'll never have an aliyah, and they'll take and lose all their money for good. And that's Bemisim Shat and the Posig. The Posig says, Oisaila Layimait La'ila. That means there won't be any Hismaitatis La'ila. That is Pshat in the Posig. That means even though there could be Zmanim that they will lose his Panosa, but it's only a temporary matzav. The Gemara brings a similar Darash. The Navi Hatainis to the Rabbein Shalom Loma Sabit Boydin Tachish Kevala Bivala Rosha Tzadik Mimenu. The Rabbein Shalom witnesses Bivala Rosha Tzadik Mimenu that a Rosha swallows up a Tzadik. Omar Ravune Tzadik Mimenu, a Rosha will be Boileya a Tzadik Mimenu. That means his Tzidkis is relative. He's a tzaddik, he's a bigger tzaddik than the Roshe. Tzaddik mimenu b'ileya. Tzaddik gomor einoi b'ileya. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Mismaitetin doik ochi. Oy se eile lo yimait. Oim lo sam b'neshech yimait. Alolo mismaitetin v'oilam, v'alolo bochi mashmekro, kol oisa eile lo yimait lo'ilo, kloima, v'im yimait, afilo etz yimait, ein maitosai maitas oilam, v'ala neisem b'neshech yimait lo'ilo. Tzadik gomo einai b'ilei, v'afo pishe mismaitet oilo, v'einai nivla lo'ilam. Let's see Taisviz. Ochazinen the loy of the hochi umismaitetim. Vimtaima dulma mishum shar averis aksuvim ba'isai posi. Vishoichad al noki loy lokach. So memele it says a few things, but vishoichad al noki loy lokach. Ishloime de porich de chazinen tzadikim gmurim nami mismaitetim. That tzadikim gmurim means that all the things it mentions in this posik he didn't do. Vafal pikein, it's mismaited. The Gemara says it's not mismaited loyla. Inami le Rabbi Kiva porich, the dorish besayf makis, Oise eile, oise achas, mikol eile, lo yimait. Rabbi Akiva holds that any one of these things, Eis Eila does not mean Kol Eila, means Achas Mikol Eila. So according to Rabbi Akiva, if you do one of these things, it's Layimo, it's Hafilu, you took Shoichat, but if you didn't lend money Beribis, it's Layimo. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Tanje Rebbe Oimer Ger Tzedek Ha'omo Le'inyin Mechire Ve'ger Toishav Ha'omo Le'inyin Ribis Eine Yoideya Mahu. That means we'll see later the Pashta Sakra would have one Mashmois, and that is not the real Pshat. So it's unclear what Pshat is in the Ger Tzedek by Mechire and the Ger Toishav by Ribis. It means even we'll see the Gemara will say Pshat, but Rabbeinu HaKadosh did not hold the Pshat. This is Emes Pshat. Now the Gemara is going to explain. Ger Tzedek Ha'omol in Yim Mechire. Mechire, this is speaking about by an Eved Ivri, that was Nimka, so there's a few psukim we're going to bring. One pasuk is, v'chiyomach achicha imach, v'nimka loch. So that's speaking about, an Eved Ivri, mitoich doichkoi, sold himself to a yid. And then, we'll see later, it's Abaraisim, Mesechtes Elchim, that this is the Yerida that's going to happen, or a person is nice and nice and prepare Shvius, so it's a roller coaster. First it will be Benim Kaloch, and then as the Psukim go further, V'loi Lecho El Leger, it will be Sol Tager, Shenema Leger. This is another pasuk. This pasuk is in Bahar pasuk Mem Zayin. Bechis Hasig Yad Ger Soishav Imoch, Omoch Achicha Imoi, Benimka Leger Toishav Imoch, Eleiker Mishpachas Ger. So this pasuk says, Benimka Leger Toishav Imoch, Eleikem Mishpachas Ger. So the Gemara darshins. So the first pasuk is in Bahar pasuk Lametes, Chafei Lametes, that says Venim Kalacha, that will be sold Tayit. Then it says later, as the Yeridic progresses, Loi Lacha Ela Leger. Shenema Leger, it says in the pasuk, Venim Ka Leger Toisha. V'loi leger tzedek, then it's going to go further, not only to a ger tzedek, ela leger toisha, shenema leger toisha. Then it says further, mishpachas ger, le'eker mishpachas ger. That's what it says in the pasuk. So the Gemara says, mishpachas ger, ze hanochi, this is a goy, mishpachas ger. Shu'ayma oyla eker, zehanimka, lavidus kechovim atzma, that he sold to, mamish, an avidazor, to be mishamish an avidazor. Let us devour see Rashi. Loyla cho elulagel, le'el koi, bereisha the bereisha, it's going back on the posuk before, the psukim before. Bereisha the bereisha mesachesach, boy ra'ei kamakosha afkish al shviz. Adam noisei v'noisen bepeire shviyitz, saif moiche metaltlo. Adlai bos li yodoi, ad shemoiche ratzmo, shnem v'nimka lecho, v'loi lecho, ala lager. V'nimka lo avoides kechobim, lachtoi v'eitzim, v'lishoi v'mayim. Lo bi ha-meshamesh vo avoides ol. That's the biggest yirida. Now let's go a little further. Omama, V'loi lecho, ela leger. Shenema leger.
So we see that what? That will be sold to a ger tzedek. Like the Gemara, lememre de ger koni eved ivri. A ger can be koni an eved ivri. Remina leshu akash. Burnt. Ein a ger nikne be eved ivri. And the ger cannot be nikne be eved ivri. Ben isha the ger koinen eved ivri, and an isha and a ger can't be koinen eved ivri. So here, the kash is already, Mo's going to explain the reason for this halacha. About kaponim, it says clearly that a ger cannot be koinen and eved ivri. And here you said, v'nimka le ger means a ger tzedek. Now the Gemara is going to explain the term of this halacha. Ger loy nikne beved ivri, it says, v'shov el mishpachtoi bo'inon v'holeke. By eved ivri, it says, by yovel, he goes back to his mishpoche. A ger doesn't have a mishpoche. Agabuche, the minchas chinuch, the mitzvah membei, speaks out, why doesn't a ger have a mishpoche? He doesn't have a father. He doesn't have a mother. He doesn't have children. So why v'shov el mishpachtoi? So he returns his mishpoche. Kinder, einiklech, or einiklech. I mean, he is a big mishpoche. So the Minchas Chinuch says, no, children are not called a mishpoche because it's not muchach that they'll be alive. It seems every eved has a mishpoche. It's not muchach. I'll have children. The children will be alive. But what if the children die? He doesn't have a mishpoche. Every Yid has a mishpoch. That means, well, the parents died, but there's two Yaakov Avinu, we're all related. So there's no Yid that doesn't have a mishpoch. There's a ger that doesn't have, a ger is not mucha, it seems to the posik. An Eved has to have a mishpoch, and that's the parsha of Eved v'shovel mishpachtei. A ger, it's not mucha, it's not mucha, he has a mishpoch. Doesn't have children, the children can die. So Memele, so from this Vishav El Mishpachte we learn out that a ger cannot sell himself for an Eved Ivri. It says, because an Eved Ivri says Vishav El Mishpachte. Now we learned another halacha, Bein Isha V'ger Koinen Eved Ivri. An Isha and a ger cannot be Koinen Eved Ivri. Isha Lav Oirech Aro. It's not a piece proper Indian that an Isha should be kind and eved ivri. We'll see why in Rashi. Ger nami gemiri de mikni koni de loy mikni loy koni. We have a mesoire that whoever can become an eved ivri can be kind and eved ivri. Whoever cannot become an eved ivri cannot be koine an eved ivri either. So memele, so that's the kasha. So how can an eved ivri be sold? How can an eved ivri be sold to a ger? You're saying that it says, I'll be nimka to a ger. A ger cannot be koine an eved ivri. Gmiri de mikni koni, de le mikni le kon. Agavuch, it's kedai to mention this, a very pertinent Mishnah Melech in the beginning of Hilchos Avodim. The Gemara, we have over here that an Isha can't be kind and eved ivri, and a ger can't be kind and eved ivri. The Gemara says, an Isha, lava yirachara. Let's see what Rashi says. I'm a hash before my kash, I become a day of Mao. Lava yirachara, shahu misyachid imo. Yeah, an eved. And then there's an Isha, some Amela will come out, they could be Misyachet, he's their Keseda, will be Misyachet. So that's why an Isha is not permitted to be Koine and Eved Ivri. The Minchas Chinuch says, Pashtus Tadarabon and the Kedin, he wants to declare could be an Isha that's married, could be, there's no Isa Yichud, maybe she could be Koine and Eved Ivri. He's misupin. He's a raya from the chinuch, not like that. About kaponim, an isha lav oirechare. and by a ger, the Gemara says, Gemiri, the mikni koni, hanikne be'eved ivri, koine be'eved ivri. Whoever can be nikne for an eved ivri can be koine. So, in fact, the Mishnah Lamelech, Anisha can't sell herself for an Amma Ivriya. So, Memele, so why do we have to say that she can't be koine an eved ivri? Because Lava Irechare, we have a Gemiri, the Mikni Koni, whoever can be Nikna for Avdis can be Koine for Avdis. So he wants to say from Agamor is a Shtikal Raya to the Ramban, there's a Shitas Ramban, that Isha can sell herself for no Mevriya. So Mamela is Valdik. Rambam says, close, she can't sell herself, only the father can sell. So maybe that's also called mikne kone. She's mikne, shalkaponim. She can be sold for an ome ibriye in certain cases if the father sells on the kapros. Alkaponim, we have here akasha that how could you say pshat? V'nimka l'ger means a ger tzedek. We have a klal, the mikni koni. Whoever can be nikni for an eved ivri can be koni an eved ivri. A ger cannot become an eved ivri. It's spelled in v'shavam mishpachtes. He can't be koni an eved ivri. That was the kasha that Rabbi heard. Ger tzedek amalin yim mechire. Any idea, I don't know how to learn pshat. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, so Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said that this halacha that we have, the mikni koni, pshat is, einoi koine vidinoi ki Yisrael, avol koine vidinoi ki nochi. That means there are different koinim of an eved ivri. There's a koine, if a yid is koine an eved ivri, so there's a yitzia of sheish. If a goy is koine an eved ivri, there's no yitzia of sheish, there's a yitzia of yoivul. But there's another din. Let's not talk about the yitzias. There's a din by, and if a person is koine an eved ivri, if the odin dies, so there's a din yerusha, so he's over the saben versabah. By a, if a goy is koine an eved ivri, if a goy is koine an eved ivri, he goes out free. So there's no din yerusha on the bailus of an eved ivri by a goy. So that's what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said. Einoi koine vedinoi ki Yisrael. He's not koine. That's true. This Messiah, Misha Nikne Koine, is means to have the bailus of the adness of a yid. He doesn't have. A yid is Meirish the Evid Labanov. Avul Koine Vedinoi Kenochi. But Lemaise, he could be Koine an Evid. But his kinyan is mugbal like the kinyan of a goy, that it does not go over by Yerusha. The sanya we learned abaraisa hanirza vahanim kalenochi eni oivid lo yesaben v'lo yesabas. That hanim kaloivid kechovim. So that when he dies, it doesn't go over by Yerusha. Sukhtarashi. The sanya yesh chilek bein hanimka lenochi lenimka liyisrael hanirza beved ivri nimka liyisrael umeis odem koidem ayoyvul einoy b'loy sabem loy sabash nema vavodoy loy lom v'loy leben v'hanimka lenochi yalfina b'kdushin v'chishev im koneyu v'loy im yershe koneyu. So we see that there's no din yerusha by the bailus of a goy. Let us see Taisvis. Eila Eker Zanimka לעבודת כחובם עצמם. אם תאימה, לא מלא למכתב, בוסה עיקר משפח הסגר. The Gemara brought down the pasuk Shleike Seder. The Gemara said, Geteisha, Mishpach Hasker, Zanochi, and Eker, Zavidus Kechav. But the pasuk says, Eker, before Mishpach Hasker. So if it says there'll be such a Yerida that'll be sold a fellow to Eker, so what does it have to say to Mishpach Hasker? למה למכת בוס ראיקה משפח הסגר דייני נוחי? כי אם זה נמכה לעבידס כחובה, אם כן נמכה לנוחי, so in this פוסק already, we have נמכה לנוחי, so הגוי יש לנו עבידס זו. יש לו אימא, דהב אמינה לעבידס כחובה, של ישראל, כגוין פיסלי של מיכך, מן איקר הס מן דווקא נבידי זורי של אקו מקבי, אבידי זורי של ישראל. So my male, I don't know. Now that it says, איקר משפח הסגר, so now we can learn about an איקר of a goy. Now that's the פשטס הלושן, about the איקר משפח הסגר. But if it say איקר alone, I would think it's he sold to a yid that has an avodah zarah. Inami ilav d'chsiv mishpachas ger hava mina de eker haino nochi. I would think eker doesn't mean avodah zarah. Amol some meile. I think the chiddush maritat says the loshna gemara is mashma like that. That means that what I say eker means an avodah zarah is meyuta because it says mishpachas ger. Mishpachas ker means goy, so then I say that eker means an avodah zarah. But if it would only say eker, I would say eker means a goy, finished. But so I wouldn't say means avodah zarah. So the chiddushim aritat says, so memela the tzvei meduik the loshna gemara, why the gemara was mishana the seder of the posik. First it says mishpachas ger, that's a goy. Now I say eker means el avodah zarah. If I don't say eker, I would say eker means a goy. Aval ein letaretz deitzach mishum gulas kroive. Megir toishev nofik kolshkein noch. Now, I'd like to a little be marich in what the ein letaretz matesve says. Chavrus Rabbi Nekenta explained the Taisvis. He said Taisvis wanted to say a third Teretz, and they says Ein Letaretz. That means Taisvis says Takasha. If it says Eker, so you have already Eker means Eker is a goy that has an avodah zarah. So that's a Taish Eker. So you're not already Mishpachas Ger Goyes. Why do you have to say now Mishpachas Ger? So Taisvis wants to say. Right afterwards it says, Gula Tiyale, there should be Gula's Kreiv. And Bemis and Chazal say that if a kert, that there's a chiv, Niyat, you should be Goyalim. Shlo Yitma, you shouldn't get, you shouldn't mingle. So they wanted to say, if it will only say Eker, which means a Goy that has an Avodah Zarah, there's a din that, listen, you see a yid is sold to a goy that has an avodah zarah and he's mishamish. There, you can't permit that this should continue to exist. So it's a gulat yila, you have to be gulam right away. But what if I saw, if it would only say eker, so it's talti l'reyusi, he's sold to a goy and he's been mishamish avodah zarah. So there, the Torah said, you have to go and be goyim. But what would be if he was only sold to a goy who's not an oimid avodah zarah? Then there's no mitzvah of gulat yila. There's no mitzvah. So that's what Tosfos wanted to say. So that's why it says mishpachas ger to tell me that no, afilu he was sold to a goy. There's also mitzvah of gula. That's the teretz on the kasha. So Tosfos says ain't the teretz.
because we see a fellow by a ger toishav, there's a chiyuv to the gula tiyaloi. So you see, a ger toishav is not an oivid avodah zarah, and he was mekabel. So you see already that there's a chiyuv gula and fellow by a ger toishav. So it's a chiyuv gula by a ger toishav, about the gemis by a mishpachas ger, who is a goy. Good, he's not being sold to be mishamish avay dezore, but if there's a chiyuv gula fellow by ger toishav, koshke, by mishpachas ger, so mishpachas ger is a muta. That's what Toishav says, you can't say this terms. That's l'chayrim shat in Toishav. My chabrusa asked, but now, let's get... gets a little sticky over here, because so Taisa says the chiyev geule is afilu and the gear Taisha, afilu gear Taisha is a chiyev geule. Now, so let's learn the pasuk elach. The pasuk says v'chisasig yev v'nimka legear Taisha imoch eleike mishpachas gear. So our Gemara said v'nimka legear zegear tzedek. Toisha, Zeger Toisha. So it comes out as a chiyim gu'ule, visol to a ger tzedek. No, can't say labene, what's wrong if you sell him to a ger tzedek? That was his kasha. I thought perhaps we can say two terutzim on this kasha. On Teretz, Rashi and Chumash, when we learn Rashi and Chumash, Rashi seems was oblivious to our Gemara. Rashi in Chumash says, V'chisasig yad ger v'toyshov. Rashi says, the pasuk starts off, V'chisasig yad ger v'toyshov, imoch, so the pasuk starts off ger v'toishav, and Rashi says ger v'toishav ger v'hu toishav. Rashi learns the pasuk is speaking about a ger toishav, not about a ger tzedek. The Nachlas Yaakov Yudalev, one of the Yudalev Mefoshim on Rashi, says, how did Rashi know this? That a ger v'toyshav means a ger toyshav. So the Nachlas Yaakov says, because if it means a ger tzedek, so why is there a chiyuv of gula skrivim by a ger tzedek? Why does it say gula tiyaloi? V'kol choch tayri b'ger toyshav. So Rashi, when Rashi learned Chumash, Rashi had this kasha. It says it's a chiyuv geula. Rashi is not speaking about a ger tzedek, speaking about a ger toishav. Then he asks, well, what's with the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph? Our Gemara says ger means ger tzedek. So he says, our Gemara is an asmachta baalme. It's very difficult to asmachta baalme. I'm speaking about a ger tzedek, an asmachta, can it be a ger tzedek? He says, so the whole Gemara is only speaking about the smachte. Again, tzedek, the Gemara says, again, tzedek can't be going. How can you make him a smachte? The Gemara says, yeah, he's kind of like a goy, that he's not over the seben. In the Pasuk Bechalal isn't speaking about it, but the smachte is speaking about it. Akabon visit the Nachlas Yaakov. So Mamele, it could very well be that Tosfos also learned like Rashi. The Pasuk is really speaking about a ger toishav. The gula tia loitake is not speaking about a ger tzedek. Chazal only masmech a ger tzedek over to tell me that he has the dinim of v'chishivim kenei, v'lem yoshe kenei, so they stuck in ger tzedek over here. But that's not pashti dekro. So then it could very well be that Rashi holds like the text is all like Rashi and Chumash. I saw the Ponim Yofis and Parshas Bahar.
Ponim Yofi says, Chazal tell us, Kosher Gerim Li Yisrael Kisapachas, which is speaking about a Ger Tzedek. So he says, Amor de Kechidish, Sapachas is a type of a nega, it's always not going, it's still this, this, that, till that. The Kimin Shebo Mitipa Psulo, Yesh Chelek Ra Adayin Nishar Boy. Still, even though he was Megayer himself. Umoch Ochicha Imoy, he says, going on a Ger Tzedek, Al Yidei Dibuka Imoy. Because that's kosher geirim l'Yisrael kisapachas. You shouldn't get close with them. Imoy is a moch. That's what the Ponim Yofi says by a Ger Tzedek. So if there's such an inyan that, a moch achich imoy, they dibuk a imoy, says the Ponim Yofi, so it could be that's why there's a din of gulas kaivim by a Ger Tzedek also. Could very well be. That's one of the two. Eini oivid lo yesaben v'lo yesabas. It says, so the Gemara says that by a Ger Tzedek, it has, it's he's not koine like a yid. By a yid, the kinyan of the eved goes over by Yerusha. And by a Ger Tzedek, eini oivid lo yesaben v'lo yesabas. So Taisu says, Agav ben Nokat Bas, Afilu Nimka li Yisrael in the Oived es Abbas. Now, L'chaira didn't understand this Taisu. L'chaira Taisu means in the Oived es Abbas, because we learned in the Nimka li Isha, that's this din. So Shem Yishamayim, this is not the Rabbon and the Kedin. The Menchus Chinuch says, in Cheschinach says, Klo, V'kula Alma Havidine de Rabbono. So the Rabbon de Kedin, Al-Sksha, Shem Yishachet, Shem Yiskalkul. But so what is this? What the Taisis have? The Taisis is a problem over here. I mean, it's true. I mean, at Teir, it's Eivet HaSabas. Al-Sksha, the Rabbono says, V'ket Mitzvah, Ashayle, V'ishib, what's the din? He should not allow to buy. What if she did buy it? What if she did buy an Ebedivri? So she's kaina, he said. That's our Ebedivri. So the Zichra didn't Abbas Yashin. What the Rabbanon did. And Lulei de Mistafine would seem somehow from Taisvis that this is a Daraisa de Kedim. The Loshen of the Chinuch, when he speaks about Ebedivri, he says, Ve'ein Noig Benoshim. He speaks about the mitzvah. The mitzvah has problems with this. He's speaking about the mitzvah. He wants to say, others say, we forced her to sell him. So the older dini abedim, which is also a very mechudish thing. And l'chayich when the rehitas loshen ha-taisvis, it would seem that the rise of the kedin.